5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's story is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Jessica for bringing Marilyn's story to my attention. Cold case stories, especially from Australia, really interest me. The Beaumont children, the Adelaide Oval abductions, Mr. Krill, Judith and Susan McKay that we'll bring up in today's story, and I really want to cover as well sometime in the near future. But I find myself getting lost looking into these stories and watching documentaries, hoping to figure out the missing piece. Any child death is heartbreaking, but no parent should go lifetimes without receiving justice for their child or children's murders. March 1972, North Queensland, Australia. 14-year-old Marilyn Wallman left on her bike for the short trip to the bus stop, excited for the sports carnival to be held that day. However, only minutes later, her younger brothers would find her bike abandoned with the front wheel still spinning. This would result in Queensland's longest-running cold case, with only a fragment of Marilyn's skull ever found. And more than 50 years later, we still don't know what happened to Marilyn and who is responsible for her death. This is Marilyn's story. Marilyn Joy Warman was born March 6, 1958, in North Mackay, Queensland, to parents John and Daphne Warman. At the time our story takes place, 14-year-old Marilyn would be the eldest of four children, with two brothers, 11-year-old David and 9-year-old Rex, and baby sister Lenore. The siblings were extremely close, and they grew up together on a cane farm the family owned. They spent their weekends and breaks from school running around and just being kids. David would later describe Marilyn as someone who had a spirited personality. She always did what her parents asked. She was cheerful with a beautiful smile. She loved to recite poetry, sing, cook, and dote on her baby sister. Marilyn was also very sporty, just naturally good at any sport she tried her hand to, her favourite being hockey. She also had a little black dachshund named Lady that she would roll around in the grass with after school and bathe like a princess. At the time our story takes place, Marilyn was in the ninth grade at Mackay North State High School, where she was popular with lots of friends. Her classmates would later remember the teen dancing around the maypole, baking the perfect jam drops, encouraging friends to be more confident and always being competitive. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors. In the world of true crime, bad habits usually lead to bad outcomes, but in real life, it doesn't have to be that way. That's where Foom comes in. Foom is a flavoured air device that gives you a fresh way to take control of your habits. There's no nicotine, no vapour, and no batteries, with flavours like crisp mint, peach, blush, and black licorice. It's a smarter, guilt-free alternative. Speaking of black licorice, I've had time to sit with this new flavour for a few weeks now, and honestly, it's definitely my new favourite. Being in Australia, it tastes so much like black cat lollies, which happens to be a favourite sugary treat for me. It gives a contrast taste to my other favourite, crisp mint, so I see myself alternating between the two in the future. I also have a magnetic base now, which is super handy because I've been known to be a little absent-minded, and I misplace my Foom a lot. But this gives it a home, and the base is like a fidget toy of its own. I spin my Foom on it whenever I'm trying to brainstorm while writing scripts. To me, that's hours of procrastination. Foom has already helped over 400,000 people take steps towards better health habits. And now it's your turn. Use our code STOLEN to get a free gift with your journey pack. Head to tryfoom.com. That's tryfoom.com. And use code STOLEN to claim this limited offer today. Tuesday, March 21st, 1972. 14-year-old Marilyn woke early. She was excited because that day was the school sports carnival. The petite, freckled redhead dressed in her white sports school uniform, white socks and sand shoes. She was ready to go before her family even woke up. Marilyn left home on her bike shortly before 7:45 a.m., headed for the bus stop outside the rural youth hall on the corner of Emio and Wallman Roads, only about 1.5 kilometres or almost a mile from the family's cane farm. Usually Marilyn's brothers, 11-year-old David and 9-year-old Rex, would make the trip with their sister. But Marilyn couldn't wait that day, so David and Rex followed along about 10 minutes later, hoping to catch up with her, but they never would. About 1 kilometre from the family home, or just over 0.5 mile, the boys came across Marilyn's bike discarded on the ground just off the road, front wheel still spinning. Her school bag lay open on the ground next to the bike, belongings thrown about, scattered. Where the bike was, it was kinda a dip in the road, so you really couldn't see it until you were almost right on top of it, in an already isolated area with sugarcane crops on either side. And with the harvest still about 3 months away, the cane was thick and high. Basically, the ideal environment to get away with something nefarious and not be seen. The boys knew immediately something was very wrong. David ran home for help, with Rex staying behind with his sister's things. Rex would later tell police that while he waited, he heard his sister crying from the sugarcane. And despite relentless questioning then and over the decades that followed, he's never shifted from that was what he heard, that this was 100% Marilyn, that she was crying and saying her legs hurt. When David returned with their mother Daphne, they searched in different directions, calling out Marilyn's name. David and Rex reached a dried riverbed, and here they saw some fresh footprints in the mud. It was clear that two people had been walking away from the road. But besides that, there was no sign of Marilyn or anyone else who may have saw what happened to the teen. News of the disappearance quickly spread throughout the country town of North Mackay. Police were joined by hundreds of volunteers all wanting to get involved with the search. This was an extensive search that lasted for weeks, all walking shoulder to shoulder so nothing was missed. Others were on horseback, riding motorcycles, and in four-wheel drive vehicles. And even more volunteers combed beaches, dragged waterholes and culverts for miles up and down the Pacific Highway, the main highway passing through the area. The then Queensland Police Minister, Max Hodges, held a press conference urging parents to warn children about the dangers of strangers. Stranger danger. He issued a list of 6 cautions he recommended to parents discuss with their children. And most of these are still relevant today and something all children should know from a young age, such as not talking to strangers, never accepting offers of a ride in a stranger's car. If approached by a stranger, tell a trusted adult or run for help to the nearest house. Always go straight to school and straight home, and be home from parks and playgrounds well before dark. At the time of Marilyn's disappearance, The residents of North Queensland were still grieving for the brutal murder of the McKay sisters, 7-year-old Judith and 5-year-old Susan. And in the 2.5 years that had passed, their killer still hadn't been caught. August 1970. Judith and Susan McKay went missing from the bus stop, only a short distance from their home in Townsville, Queensland. Their bodies were found 2 days later in a dry creek bed. They had been stabbed, raped and strangled. Disturbingly, their clothes neatly folded next to them. And then, only days before Marilyn went missing, another missing child hit the headlines. 2-year-old Shay Marie Kitchen went missing from her home in Mount Isa. Her mother said she went to the shops to buy some candy, but Shay Marie never returned. Sadly, a few days later, Shay Marie's body was found in a paddock. Ultimately, the mother's boyfriend charged with the murder. Roadblocks were erected 2 days after Marilyn went missing. While walking the sand dune area, the volunteers actually met a stranger carrying a plastic bag and a bucket. He claimed he was collecting sand, and the police really didn't have a reason to question that. The local residents, however, weren't so kind. They would strongly believe that this was the men who had abducted and murdered little Marilyn. The police initially suspected a local man who had mental disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder. He was a war veteran. But honestly, it seemed in my research he was only targeted because he was the quote-unquote local crazy person. There really wasn't any evidence that he was at all involved. This particular man still lives in the Mackay area to this day. All convicted sex offenders still living in North Mackay were questioned and their alibis checked. But none were ever considered persons of interest. Eventually, without any evidence or tips coming in to advance the investigation, the case went cold, and the reward of $2,000 for Marilyn's safe return remained untouched. October 1974, more than 2 years since Marilyn vanished. A young railway worker walking by the creek in Moranee, 40 kilometres or almost 25 miles from where Marilyn had vanished. He was cutting palm leaves as a gift for his mother. The worker came across a piece of bone, later determined to be a bone fragment. He assumed it to be old and unimportant, taking it home with him and showing his friends, handing it around. It would take 3 weeks before it made it into police custody. By then, important forensic evidence would have been compromised. And while this wouldn't matter in 1974, because forensics were still in its infancy, fast forward decades later, and maybe there would have been foreign DNA that could have led investigators to Marilyn's killer. What this advance in DNA technology could eventually do was isolate a sequence of mitochondrial DNA linking the bone fragment to Marilyn Wallman's mother. However, it would take another several years to 2015 before further tests could provide enough weight to the link that police were able to present the case to the coroner, allowing him to rule that the remains were indeed that of the missing schoolgirl. So what happened to Marilyn and why? In 2002, Arthur Stanley Brown, and we've talked about this monster before, in the Adelaide Oval abduction episode back in episode 161. He was also a suspect in the Beaumont children disappearance, and he was charged with the McKay sisters' murder. But then before he could go to trial for that, he was deemed unfit to stand trial due to having advanced dementia and also suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Brown would die in a nursing home on June 6, 2002, officially an innocent man. Although he wasn't, he was a disgusting monster who could very well be Australia's worst child murderer, and I hope he rots wherever he may be. There are some that believe Arthur Stanley Brown was also involved in the disappearance of other children, including Marilyn. And it is possible. Brown and his wife were in Mackay at the time Marilyn was abducted. Witnesses would later report seeing a blue Vauxhall car in the area around the same time Marilyn would have been taken. And Brown had a blue Vauxhall with him in Mackay. Although it has been said the car broken down so he abandoned it. And he and his wife had to take the train back home. But I don't know how accurate that is. Brown could have just told his wife the car had broken down to distance himself from owning the vehicle. Another theory over the decades that have since passed was that Marilyn may have been targeted in a botched ransom attempt. That her abductor had been following the children's routine and took the opportunity to grab Marilyn when she was on her own. That it could have been any of the children, but it was Marilyn. The Wallman grandfather was quite wealthy, but no ransom demand was ever received, which is where this theory falls apart, unless Marilyn was killed by accident before the ransom was requested. But then again, that wouldn't be the first time a ransom demand was placed and the kidnapped person was already dead. Graham Thorne, an Australian boy kidnapped for ransom slash murder, comes to mind here. There was some talk for a while that Marilyn may have run away on her own accord, that Marilyn was unhappy and wanted a more free type lifestyle. But there really wasn't anything, in my research anyway, that suggests that this is even a possibility. The Woolman family would later tell media outlets this rumour had no truth. Marilyn was obedient and a positive teen who saw her mother as her best friend. If this was the case, though, it really doesn't give us any answers as to how Marilyn died, unless she was groomed somehow and this person convinced her to run away, ultimately resulting in her death. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
In the intervening years, the Woolman family fought to keep Marilyn's case in the public mind. Marilyn's parents, John and Daphne, made it their life's mission to travel the country looking for answers into their daughter's death. The commitment and tenacity shown by this family meant that Marilyn's disappearance and murder was never far from investigators and the public's attention. In 2013, Marilyn's siblings called for the cold case to be reopened, and the reward was increased to $250,000 for any information leading to the arrest of those responsible for what happened to the 14-year-old. And then in 2018, this reward was again increased to $500,000. 2014, police excavated the backyard of a North Mackay home after receiving an anonymous tip. And hopes were high for a breakthrough, but unfortunately, this came to nothing. 2016 saw another hopeful expedition, where soil samples were taken from the place a skull fragment was found, and the surrounding area comprehensively mapped using three-dimensional laser technology, all in the hope of locating the rest of Marilyn's remains. A coronial inquest was requested in February 2024. However, I could not find in my research that the findings had been handed down to the time of this recording, in June 2025. March 6, 2015. The Woolman family were finally able to lay their Marilyn to rest, her funeral being held at St. Ambrose Anglican Church in North Mackay. The day chosen for the service would have been her 57th birthday. Marilyn's brother Rex would state in media interviews that this day was chosen as it gave the opportunity to celebrate his sister's life rather than dwell on the evil deeds that had been done. What happened to the Woolman family has clearly had a huge impact on all of their lives. Marilyn's siblings were still so very young at the time, and it has taken them almost a lifetime to come to terms with the trauma of losing a loved one. In 2022, on the 50th anniversary of the abduction, Rex and David appealed to the media for the reward money to be increased to $1 million. The abduction and murder of 14-year-old Marilyn Woolman is considered Queensland's longest-running cold case. But the Warman siblings continue to fight for justice for their sister. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice, and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. We are now on YouTube. 2 episodes a month where you'll get an exclusive video including photos, maps and news clips. We are still learning what we are doing, so please be kind. But we would appreciate it if you head on over and give our videos a like and subscribe to the channel. This all will allow me to share more of the stories you want to hear. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing service that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client, Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. Now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.